Sorry, Monty Python fans, this isn't a Python TV show, but it is about the man who wrote the British comedy team's theme song, the Liberty Bell March. In the early 1900s, he and his music were a big hit, especially in Springfield.
The gates of Springfield are open to the March King. John Philip Sousa has made his triumphal entry into the capital of the Prairie State, and the people have bowed before him.
That was the October 2, 1906 Illinois State Journal paper. It was heralding the renowned band leader's return to town. Springfield loved Sousa, and Sousa loved Springfield. He played 25 concerts here between 1895 and 1927. Sousa had grown up in a military band family and, as an adult, led the U.S. Marine Band. He and his personal band toured throughout the world.
Of course, I have toured the country so often and have been in Springfield so many times that nothing the town can do in the way of greatness would surprise me.
His comments were in the October 7th, 1906 Journal. Sousa also praised our state fair. That year he and his band performed there, and the state arsenal, the predecessor of the state armory.
I certainly have been delighted with the magnificence, the scope, grandeur, and dignity of the state fair. The audiences have been very, very large, discerning, and appreciative.
Nearly 40,000 people attended Sousa's concerts here that week. Some lined up more than an hour before doors opened, the paper said. Ticket prices were kept low so everyone could attend. A gallery seat cost 25 cents, and a reserved seat cost 75.
It was a responsive audience.
The October 2nd Journal.
Breathless interest characterized it from the beginning to the end of the program. It was almost the stillness of death itself.
That stillness of death hadn't come cheap, according to the June 17th Journal. But it was worth it to get some highbrow music to boost fair attendance.
The cost of securing the big band is over $1,000 for each concert, and the engagement is by far the most important undertaking ever entered upon during a fair week.
The Journal claimed that Sousa's week in Springfield was
the greatest of the Sousa season, with the exception of the concerts near Philadelphia and the 10-day engagement at Boston.
In 1927, the Music Man played here for the last time. The Springfield Art Association sponsored him to raise money for a new building. And once again, his concerts were a hit.